Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure, as always. And you're going to be glad you did, because our good buddy Mary Cantando is back with us. Mary is president of WomanBusinessOwner.com, which is she has a nationally recognized consulting firm that specializes in advising women on business issues, how women can put their best foot forward in the marketplace on many levels, in the regular marketplace, from the standpoint of becoming a government contractor, all the different things that women have to do to attend to the things that women need, there are some things that are a little bit different for women. Most things are not different. A business is a business is a business, and they have to be run by the same thing, and the business doesn't care whether it's a man at the helm or a woman at the helm, but there are some issues that women need to pay attention to, and Mary helps them with that. She's the author of The Woman's Advantage, and she's our good friend. Mary, welcome back to the show.
Well, you know, Jim, it's always great to be here with you.
It's good to have you back. Now, so I made that statement. A business is agnostic to whether, is indifferent to whether there is a man at the helm or a woman at the helm, right?
The business itself, yes.
Yes, what I'm saying.
The challenge is from the individual leader at the top. And if women can get out of the mindset that they have to do everything for everybody, both in their company and in their home and in their family, and kind of get past that. And I'm always fond of saying to women,
Wait, stop for you. Before you start on the story, I'm going to make sure I make a point here. So I think I just heard you say that one of the biggest problems that women have that they have to overcome in becoming successful is inside of themselves.
That's exactly right. Kind of raised, a lot of girls, if you will, are raised with the mindset of their job is to take care of people and help
be the
people
nurturers,
and make sure everyone's happy. And
yeah,
exactly, the nurturers of our society.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But there is a time and a place for that if you're a woman running your own business. So you have to get past the fact that you need to do everything for everybody. And as I started to say, I often tell women, if you are doing things that your male competitor isn't, you're giving them a competitive
advantage. You're backing up.
What's that?
Yeah. I said you're backing up if that's happening.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're giving your male competitors a competitive advantage if you're doing things that somebody else could be doing for you, or that don't even need to be done at all, which a lot of women do. So, I mean, it's a new thought for a lot of women.
But there are things that women that women expect of themselves, that others expect of them, that are different than they expect of men. And if a woman starts acting like a man, that doesn't always come across very well.
Yeah, well,
right?
I'm not suggesting that she act like a man.
No, I'm just saying that we expect women to be a little bit more empathetic, a little bit more caring than we expect from men, don't we?
I think some people do. I think that's changing. You know, Jim, you and I are both over 35.
At least,
Well over 35. You know, and I think that I look at my adult children, and I see they've got a different mindset than I had, certainly,
yeah,
at their age. And my adult sons feel just as responsible for taking care of their children, for example, as their wives do. And that wasn't necessarily the case when I was in my 20s.
I just heard a report this week that men are 60% more likely to do housework than they were, say, 30, 40 years ago.
Oh, I'm sure that's the case. And, you know, here's the difference. Here's the difference. Before, a woman would have said, oh, I do such and such, and Jim helps me out. Jim helps me out with the kids. Jim helps me out with the house.
Right.
Jim helps me out with the cooking. Now it is, the thought is, Jim does his share.
Right.
And that's a big a mental shift there.
Or all, but also also
my responsibility.
But not just my share, but more it's said that we share the duties.
Exactly.
Which that's different from everything the other things that we've been saying, because now that means that it's both of our responsibilities.
That's right. And so before, it was the woman's responsibility, and wasn't she lucky that she had a husband who helped her out? Now,
where did it all go wrong, Mary? When did things go wrong?
When did things go right?
Oh, okay. So how does it now? Let's transfer this back over to being a woman, being the CEO of a business.
Mm-hmm. And I always tell women, if you're doing anything that doesn't drive revenue or isn't something that you love to do, stop doing it. So I hear women all the time say, oh, God, Mary, I hate to cook, but I got to go home and make dinner. And I want to say, well, why are you spending your time doing that when you dislike doing it? If you could be doing something that would drive enough revenue for you to pay someone to do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's like the great mental shift that women have to make, that they don't have to do everything their mothers did because, oh, by the way, your mother probably wasn't a CEO.
Well, let me throw something else in there. Folks, this is compounded on women. This is where I do think there is a difference between men and women. Mary, what you just described, men have to deal with all the time in small business, but it's not about us wanting to nurture everybody. It's about the fact that we haven't learned how to turn loose of things. And or we don't have the capital to turn loose of things, and so we wind up doing tasks that we shouldn't be doing. And what you're saying is I'm saying that's the same for men or women CEOs. But then you throw on the top of that this nurturing thing that women have, and that's where I think there is an extra degree of difficulty for women.
Yeah, that's true. You know, the one thing I always challenge
Mary,
people...
Hold on to that thought. I need to take a break. Folks,
okay.
We're going to take a quick one. We'll be right back. A lot more good stuff to come when Mary Cantando and I come right back after these messages. It is 20 after the hour. Here's Sweet Baby James to take us out.
And nothing, nothing is going right.
Jim, this is Roger Volcom calling. I teach negotiations at American University, and I've written a couple of books on negotiation. Congratulations, 10 wonderful years. Hopefully there'll be another 10 and another 10 after that.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. That's Dale Shannon bringing us back. Mary Cantando is our guest and our good friend. She's the author of The Woman's Advantage, and she is not only she... an outstanding advisor to women business owners. She's a keynote speaker extraordinaire. She's an author. She's got so many things going on. One of the cool things you got going on, Mary, is a calendar. Now, remind the audience about your calendar.
I do, Jim. One of my fun projects from last year, and we're doing it again this year because we got such great response, is the Woman's Advantage Calendar. So it's one of these page-a-day calendars where you tear off every day and you get real wisdom from a woman business owner. So it's written by women business owners for women business owners, and every day you can just learn a tip from another woman from somewhere across the country. And you know, we were talking about this whole thing of trying to do everything yourself and doing too much and on, and it that's such a perfect segue into
By the way, Mary, the ladies in my office have one of your calendars and they love it.
Oh, that's great. You know, not a day goes by, Jim, that I don't get a call or an email from somebody telling me, oh, this is so great. I love it
yep,
so much.
Yep.
So that's
and
that's
so you got a quote for us for today,
so
right?
I do, and it really, today's quote in the calendar ties in perfectly with the conversation that we've been having because the quote starts out, if you want something done right, so then, of course, the common response would be, if you want something done right, do it yourself.
Right.
Or as you had said, if you want something done right, ask a woman to do it.
Well, now, that's what I said women say.
Right, right. But today's quote is actually really food for thought. It's, if you want something done right, be an outstanding delegator.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about that, it's not just you throw things over the fence to people, but you throw the right things over the fence
right.
to the right people who have the right tools to deal with them, and you get a whole lot more done.
And set them up to be successful with that project.
Exactly. Exactly.
Don't set them up for failure by giving it to them the wrong way, by not explaining it to them properly, by not giving them the authority and the responsibility to within the reason. But you got to set them up for success, don't you?
Exactly, exactly. You really do. You have to think of everything you delegate as, you know, almost having even a quick mini mental plan for it. You know, does the person have what they need? And, you know, you need to have people who will give you pushback on things, will say, I don't have the this, or, well, you know, that'll challenge you if you delegate
mm-hmm.
things to them inappropriately.
Mm-hmm.
Like they don't have the tools to do it, or they don't have
well,
the connection.
Well, or you know, I tell my folks, if I give you something and I don't realize that I've already loaded your wagon and I need it by this afternoon, you need to say to me, you know, boss, which thing do you want me to drop?
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, you're right. People have to have that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, okay, now you're looking for new quotes though, right?
I am because believe it or not, gosh, it's only March, but we're already putting together our 2009 calendar.
Congratulations.
And we've gotten already hundreds of responses on our website.
Because you need 365 of these puppies, don't you?
Last year we got a whole lot more than that because we're
but
very selective
about
the ones.
But, I mean, you need to publish 365 and a fourth, don't you?
That's exactly right. We do. So we've got to have 365 that we can put in next year's calendar. And, I mean, you know, we're looking for just the best.
And how would somebody send that in?
You just go to the website, which is womansadvantage.biz.
.biz,
womansadvantage.biz, and then it's /quote. So you're going to submit a quote,
okay.
It's /quote. So womansadvantage.biz, /quote, or if you just go to womansadvantage.biz, you can find it from the
right.
from the menu
and
there.
And so submit it there, folks, and then we'll see what happens. And they can buy the old 8 calendar there now, can't they?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, womansadvantage.biz, you can buy, you know, my books and calendars and all those kinds of
things.
So
check all that out.
Yeah,
Mary,
yeah,
what do you got? What do you got for us? We got about a minute and a half left. What are your final thoughts on the economy? Seems to be having some challenges. Any special thoughts for ladies to think about right now?
Well, you know, for anybody to think about right now. I mean, certainly you need to spend or invest your money wisely in your business. You know, don't throw it away. But that's good advice for any time.
Right.
I think it's just. Do you know if you make good decisions in business in general, you're going to be fine through this little bit of rough water here. And you know if you don't, then maybe you need to figure out how you can talk to other people who make good decisions or do some reading on it. I mean, I don't think people need to crawl under the desk and hide. They just need to make the same kind of good decisions,
mm-hmm.
solid business decisions that they do when they're running a successful business anyway.
Mary, I tell people to prepare for the challenge, but don't be surprised if it doesn't get as bad as you thought it might. Be ready to take advantage of an opportunity because those things are happening right now, even as we speak.
That's right. And if you do prepare for it, oftentimes, you know, you bring your umbrella and you might not need it.
Yep, good point. Hey, Mary, give us the website one more time.
Womansadvantage.biz.
Womansadvantage.biz. Hey, Mary, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
I always love it, Jim. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time. Okay. Mary Contando, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. And we'll take a quick break. Right back with Sam Norwood, just on the other side of these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away. By the way, this is Terry Stafford, not Elvis.
Do you say the same words to someone else when I'm not there?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.